This is KUT. There's new census data on Central Texas, and guess what? It shows population trends in and around Austin have continued. As more people move to the region, rural communities are essentially becoming the new suburbs of Austin. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
For years, Central Texas has seen ripples of population growth with Austin at the center.
I mean, without question, you essentially see this concentric movement outward from the urban core.
State demographer Lloyd Potter recently spoke about those findings at the Texas Demography Conference.
Look at some of the smaller areas even further north on I-35. They're all beginning to pick up in terms of growth. If you're going to go out slightly east to Manor, it's starting to pick up growth pretty dramatically. So I think that trend is likely to continue.
But Potter says all that urban and suburban growth has accelerated population losses in the state's rural counties. He points to West Texas, where the recent loss of oil jobs has driven people away. But population loss there also comes from what's called natural decline. That means more people are dying than are being born there. Unsurprisingly, this hasn't been the case for any Central Texas counties. Potter says Bastrop is the only county that had a drop in population from 1 year to the next during the last 6 years, though it quickly rebounded.
Bastrop also had the fire, and I think that might have been one of the two of the years there that people were somewhat displaced from that. But yes, if you look at Bastrop versus the West Texas counties, there's really no comparison in terms of the economic and population dynamics there.
So who's moving to the counties that surround Travis? Potter says much of that growth comes from domestic migration. In other words, people moving there from other parts of Texas or from other states. And as demand grows, rural areas are essentially becoming suburbs. Adina Lewis agrees. She's the director of tourism and economic development for Bastrop County.
We're really blessed because our two main highways, Highway 71 and Highway 290, have both either received developments and improvements or they are already on the books and happening. So our main arteries are making great progress.
And Lewis thinks that growth would have been even stronger if it weren't for the wildfire in 2011. Saida Hassan, KUT News.